Chris, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 235. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Having some side conversations.
Interesting side conversations.
They are. Scientific is what I would say.
The hallways medical. We go down.
Medical. Scientific, yeah. Medical.
Necessary.
I don't know about that.
Movement is medicine, baby.
It's true.
Yeah, conversations are like going down a long hallway with many doors. You just don't know what's behind that door.
Oof.
We do have some interesting conversations.
We do.
Off air.
Are we recording this?
No. Woo. Good thing we're not.
Have you guys done that before where we're taking a break, you know, putting something in there, and then I have this feeling like, I think we're still, like, I'm still kind of like in recording mode, and then we're just in regular, like, conversation mode. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever feel that way? Mm-hmm. I go into the, not very often, but every once in a while I go into these, like, oh yeah, we're not recording anymore.
No. Mm-hmm. No,
I think I do that every once in a while in my like everyday life. I'm like, wait a minute, that's podcasting, Sean. What am I doing? You know, like, you seem different, Sean.
You?
Yeah, like, oh, that's my podcasting like persona.
No,
it's always me. Actually, that's just authentic, Sean.
Well, glad we're doing a mini.
Yeah. Me too.
A mini.
That's right.
Mini.
Man, this is nice to be ahead on our episodes.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, recording on a Thursday.
Remember how we used to be a couple ahead?
Yeah, we used to.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but...
Yeah.
One time or another.
Yeah. But, sometimes some things happen that puts us behind. Or not behind, but we're just right up to the week.
Behind the Mako 8-ball.
Yeah. So, that's good. Good fun way to record on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about for this episode?
Well, this one is going to be your mini topic, and it is on Spike Island. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. Do you want to hear something really? This has nothing to do with the topic. Of course, it's my kind of reiteration right, or something, or my tangential whatever. Spike makes me think of Gremlins, Gremlins villain, and his name is Stripe. So it's actually not even correct. I think I've said this to you guys before, but Spike Island made me think of Gremlins immediately. And I'm like, why does that? And so it's just this like incorrect programming, which I've been known to have before. Yeah. But yeah, so it has nothing to do with Gremlins, except in my head.
Where's his sunglasses?
He has, yeah. He's Stripe. And I know that. But like I said, somewhere in my head, I still want to call him Spike. And it's not. Maybe it's one of those.
Nate with his Stripe Gremlin figure.
I like that.
With its... 3D glasses.
Maybe it's one of those Mandela effects where it used to be Spike and now it's Stripe. No, I'm kidding. It's just false memory for me. That is a cool little figurine, though. Where'd you get that? Somebody must have really cared about you.
Somebody got it for me.
Some Jack Me Who. Oh, there you go. A little bit of background on Spike Island.
Yeah.
Spike Island in County Cork, Ireland. Is a historic island located in Cork Harbor, which has a rich past as a monastery, military fortress, and notorious prison. Today, it operates as a major tourist attraction, offering guided tours led by expert, not just storytellers, but expert storytellers, interactive museums, and immersive historical exhibitions.
Nice.
Any place that has an exhibition, it's got to be top notch.
In any place that's called Ireland's Alcatraz, you got to like that.
So I told you before we were recording or when we first got together, I didn't know that Ireland had an Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
You said you heard it on some podcasts before?
I did. One of my favorite podcasts.
This is brand new to me.
Did an episode on it, and I liked what I heard. So,
The history of this place dates back over 1,300 years.
Is that all?
That's nothing.
That's nothing. Last place we talked about was 400 years. Pish posh.
Yeah.
That's old. That's ancient, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's considered ancient.
Yeah.
Transformed, monastic settlement?
Monastic, yeah.
Monastic.
Monastery.
Yeah. That word.
I do hear it struggling.
And that was 635 AD. It later transformed into a military fortress and then to the notorious prison.
Mm. Yeah, it's so a cool place.
I can see the military side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said
just like Alcatraz.
Initially, mm-hmm. wasn't meant to be a prison, but it's seems like it's most well known to be a prison. So,
yeah, true. Says there is a darker side to the history of the island that is not shared with day visitors.
You sure?
Only those who have braved the island on one of its after dark tours will know this past. It is a history of vicious murders, mass graves, paranormal sightings, and ghostly goings on. Since the island opened to the public in 2016, after its final prisoners left in 2004, which isn't that long ago, dozens of sightings have been reported. Some have even been photographed, and you can see those photographs in this article. It says ghost hunters and paranormal teams from all over the world have visited the site as its fame spreads from American duo Sam and Colby, they're TikTok people, kids, to television behemoths. I like that behemoth word. The Discovery Channel. And let's see, it says, have a read for yourself and judge the validity of the stories surrounding the ghosts and paranormal activity of Spike Island Cork. Hmm. So, a lot going on.
Yeah. Visitors have reported seeing apparitions, including the Gaunt Gunner.
The Gaunt Gunner.
The ghostly figure of a British soldier and other spectral presences throughout the island. So, yeah, many who have participated in the After Dark tours describe a palpable sense of uneasy as they walk through dimly lit corridors and former prison cells. The guides share not only the recorded history of the island, but also personal accounts of paranormal experiences, enhancing the eerie atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I like those kind of walkthroughs, tours. That's how Waverly Hills was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, here's the historical stuff that we know, but then here is the paranormal accounts.
Yeah.
That people have witnessed.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You get both of them. Yeah.
They have the punishment block. If you take one of those tours, the dark cells from very troubled times, it says, modern prison cells. It says as well as dubiously named Shivs and Shanks exhibition, Fort Mitchell, which is a lot of those, fortifications were star shaped, and this one is no different. And they also have a military gun park featuring tanks, cannons, and military or artillery guns, a must see for military enthusiasts. It is beautiful. See, a lot of these just talk about how nice of a tourist area it is and how beautiful it is around there. So, but it is interesting when it's like, oh, there's still a lot of darkness there.
Oh yeah.
As long as it's been there too, you can only imagine.
Well, it says over 1300 souls never left, with an incredible 750 of them dying in an awful 3-year spell from 1852 to 1855. Little wonder that then there are stories of ghosts and paranormal activity at Spike Island. 750 in 3 years. Wow. A lot of people.
Yeah, overcrowding, poor conditions, and famine led to many deaths on the island, with mass graves of former inmates still remaining within Spike Island's earth.
Mm.
There was an overcrowding issue, too, they said. A lot of the, especially I think in the 1920s, they said that when they were keeping like Irish rebels and stuff there, they kept calling them the Republican, Irish, whatever. And they would have like 15, in these little tiny cells, like 15 men in there. Mm-hmm. And they were some might have been petty crimes and some might have been, killers. And they just had them all shoved in there together. And that's a recipe for disaster, I would say. So, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And then they have like in the museum type part of it, you have like, dummies that look like inmates and kind of show them, what they would just look like, normal day there. Like, and I'll be honest with you, they look pretty miserable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they look.
I bet.
A little more on the Gaunt Gunner. Mm. This ghost has been sighted for years all over Spike Island and has been described as a soldier with no eyes.
Oh.
Reports date back to the 1940s of this spirit, and it is so obvious when seen that it has even been fired at by soldiers on duty who at first believed the spirit to be a living intruder.
Wow.
Also, many claim the underground tunnels to be haunted. Well, imagine that.
Tunnels.
Yeah, that's a good picture of people going through those.
They were originally used to store weapons and ammunition, yet later served the purpose of solitary confinement cells for prisoners. The other solitary confinement cells in the punishment block on the opposite side of the island are also rumored to be haunted, as Sean said earlier. And many have cited shadows, heard footsteps, and even voices from the past.
Nice.
They said that this was, at certain times when it was a prison, you know, it wasn't always a prison, but when it was a prison, they said this was considered oftentimes, when operated as such, as a quiet prison, which means that you couldn't talk. Not just you couldn't talk, but you couldn't talk to each other. And that, they said that really played on the mental health of a lot of these prisoners and inmates. And that's why they said they, even though there's not people there, you might hear somebody just going completely bananas, screaming and yelling and in pain and, you know, just that mental torment. But they said it's a lot of it, the way
it'd be
they
weird.
Had,
it'd be hard.
The isolation, you know, the solitary confinement and then the overcrowding. And then the fact that, if, can you imagine being with 15 people and say you were even half getting along, but you can't talk to each other? Like that's, whole, that's like crazy to me.
Says, in modern times, visitors have photographed strange things, like the occasion when photographer Shea Wolf snapped this image in an empty cell while standing. Why did I say standing? While attending a startup business event on the island in 2016. Shea had his own camera with him, a high-end model he uses regularly. He was touring the prison cells of an area notorious for activity, the AB class main cells, which was used to hold prisoners in the 19th century. 1921 and in the late 20th century. Standing in an empty cell, he took a photograph, but initially noticed nothing unusual. It was only later when he looked back, he saw the image looked like this. And what it is, for our listeners, is it's a picture of the cell, and there's a black entity I'll show.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's that's a big, we've talked about big black or those big menacing shadow figures.
Yeah. It says, there's no obvious explanation for the strange shape that Shea captured. There was no one there to cast a shadow and nobody in the way of the light. Some have commented to say it has the shape of a monk with a distinctive hood. It is just one of several examples of the ghost and paranormal activity of Spike Island in this particular cell block.
Jeez. Wow.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I found the most active area on the island is the abandoned jail. This cell block dates back to the 1980s, and many reports of a shadow man have come from here. With some photographic evidence of him also being captured, like what you found. People have even claimed to hear screaming and to be physically hurt by the spirits here.
They felt the spirit.
You have been moved.
That's all, exactly right. You have officially been moved. I think it's interesting because it doesn't, you know, since it is an island, you wonder, just like Alcatraz, how do you get there? How long does it take? This says Spike Island is reached by ferry from Kennedy Pier to Cobb. The scenic journey across Cobb Harbor only takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Spike Island is open year-round to visitors, but the exact schedule varies by season. Typically, it's open daily during the summer, and the rest of the year, it's open weekends and school holidays. Ticket prices do vary, but there are options available for adults, children, families, senior citizens, teenagers, babies, and groups, just like most places. There are numerous tours you can choose from, including regular after dark, behind the scenes, and eco-friendly options. I'm not sure what that means. You can also opt for a guided or self-guided experience. There are two gift shops on site, both selling unique Spike Island souvenirs. And there's also cozy cafes that have dishes of hot food and tasty treats.
Nice. Look at
that. I feel like I'm trying to sell somebody.
I'm in.
Right? I don't think I needed to sell that.
Food's involved. I'm in.
Right?
It looks like a block. It was military barracks and then converted into the prison. Due to the improper prison conditions, inmates were able to riot and burn this area to the ground.
Whoops. Oh, nice.
With only its shells still standing. It is said that before it was burnt down, there was one area of A block that was so haunted it once had to be blessed by a priest to stop attacks and poltergeist activities from occurring.
Whoa. Okay.
I did find the various ticket prices. Adults are £27.95. Children are £14.95. I think it's pounds. I think that's what that is. Senior students are £23.95. And families, I wonder what a family constitutes, more than two or three, $74.95.
Hmm.
Probably more than two, right?
If it helps, any person troubled by such talk, I would state that despite conversing with literally hundreds of former residents, service personnel, and prison officers in the researching of my books on Spike Island's history, I have not found one person with a bad word to say about the island. Even people like Eddie, who recalled the disturbing sight of a ghostly British soldier walking the pier with just a torso and no lower half. Not one single person has reported a feeling of anger or danger or bad will against them regarding the ghost and paranormal activity of Spike Island. It says tens of thousands of visitors come every year and report nothing but a sense of wonder at the incredible history and location. They are saddened and intrigued by parts of the prison's past, but they are delighted by the rich social story, the impressive military endeavor, and the island's central role in the Irish freedom story. Mm. So.
And that's, I was looking at reviews, and actually the Spike Island actual website shows like what people think of it, and they give some really good reviews. This says, Kenny and Lisa, both for history and natural enthusiasts, be sure to catch the free guided tour that is included in your ticket. Our guide was very skilled and made the history come alive through stories he told. Also take the time to explore the island and enjoy the view of Cobb from a different perspective. Take a walk around. And taking the beauty and nature of the island as a whole, these people were from Brussels, Belgium. There's Trish that says she's from Cork. Amazing, a hidden gem, must see. Myself and my husband visited Spike Island. And although we both live, both live in Cork, we had never been. It was absolutely brilliant and we would highly recommend. Our guide was excellent, so knowledgeable and funny. Time flies, so definitely be back and to do the After Dark tour, which sounds like a lot of people really enjoyed. And there was one other one, somebody from Boston, Massachusetts, said, Spike Island is well worth a visit. The scenery is beautiful. Even for a walk, it is worthwhile to go see. The tour guide was excellent, too, and we enjoyed it all. You could easily spend a few hours here, a great way to spend a day. This thing keeps moving. Spend a day and very affordable, too. It is advisable to book the ferry beforehand. It is a popular spot.
Hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of people saying a lot of wonderful things about it.
Hmm. Yeah.
There is a haunted cell 9.
Oh, I knew it.
The most haunted cell was cell 9. That was known to be haunted even when the building operated as a prison. And prisoners refused to stay in it as they never got a night's sleep because of the hauntings. They were either woke up or flung from their bed.
Whoa. Hmm. Nice. It's always good when you get flung by... off your bed.
And they're also saying there is a woman in white.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course. A woman in something, right?
Yep. One of the most notorious apparitions is the enigmatic, I think I'm saying that right, white woman who roams the island, her presence shrouded in mystery, and who she was, we will probably never know. So why is the woman in white there?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, the mid 19th century, it says there's a lot of obviously, terrible things that happened. And one of them is Ireland was in the midst of a crisis. The repeated failure of the potato crop had driven millions of people to the brink of starvation. The catastrophe combined with the simmering social, religious, and political tensions associated with British rule in Ireland forced thousands of people to flee the country each month. Many of them left from the small town of Cobb in Cork Harbor. During the 19th century and early 20th century, as many as 2.5 million Irish men, women, and children departed from Cobb alone, more than from any other port in Ireland. Tearful families gathered on the waterfront to say their goodbyes. Many were seeing their loved ones and their homeland for the last time. As they sailed through Cork Harbor, they passed a foreboding island, on their right featuring a bleak stone fortress that must have struck a jarring contrast to the colorful rows of Victorian architecture that had lined the streets of the town they had just left behind. The island was also known all over Ireland, and everyone who sailed past it would have or must have shuddered. It was Spike Island, the site of Ireland's most notorious prison. So there's probably a lot, maybe that The woman in white was just, you know, forever saying goodbye to her loved ones or her homeland. It's possibly. I don't know. I just made that up, but, you know, I'm trying to like tie together some things.
Yeah.
Some loose ends. That's an awesome shot. The aerial view of a lot of these forts are really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks a lot like the ones that we've seen here in America too, but gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. Pretty neat.
I know what you're going to ask me.
Oh, how far? How long to get there?
How long will it take to get there?
I really wasn't.
It's going to be a long swim. Take the boat. Go across.
I was going to say, put this on the list, but...
yeah, for our international list.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we'll be going to Spike Island, but...
This says even more than what... So it says, the fort's original soldiers' barracks were transformed into a cell block for inmate housing. Each room was intended to hold 13 British soldiers. See, I thought I heard 15. But authorities forced as many as 50 Irish prisoners into each cell. So 50. I didn't hear that one. That's really crowded. It's insane.
Did you know... Did we talk about there were actually children in prison, too?
Yeah.
Not just adults.
We've talked about some of the other places that have children in there, too. And that's in itself is wild.
Said, often they were imprisoned for minor offenses, such as stealing food. The sight of children in such a grim setting adds an unsettling dimension to its history.
Right.
They just put them in there for any...
And a lot of it, those crimes were committed so they could survive. You know, they were starving, you know.
Yep.
It looks like, because I'm looking at a map of it now... It is very similar to Alcatraz, other than it's a lot closer to shore, so one could escape and easily swim over to the land.
Okay.
But it is out in the middle of a bay.
Yep. Yeah, it is a lot. I guess I can tell it's closer than what Alcatraz is.
Yep.
I still don't want to try to make it. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm too. Well, anything else on Spike Island? Anything else you find or before we wrap this up?
No.
This talks about how excavations have revealed why convicts frequently complained about Spike Island's notoriously bad drinking water. While digging beneath the outdoor prison yard... somebody, I can't pronounce their name, but I'm going to try it. O'Donna Bahan's team, O'Banion's maybe, I don't know. It's Irish. Team uncovered pipes from Spike Island's overtaxed and inadequate sewer and freshwater system. This is going to be gross. What they discovered was that, in fact, the two were occasionally one and the same. We found that they were harvesting rainwater from the roofs of all the buildings and funneling into a tank underneath the yard. Freshwater is going one way, sewage pipes are going another way, and they would have gotten mixed quite regularly. Conditions were grim. That's gross.
That is.
Yummy.
That is real gross. Well, I don't have anything else on Spike Island.
No, so. This is a cool place, though. It really is. Good pick.
Yeah, thanks.
I like that one.
When I heard it, I thought it'd be a good one. A good many.
Not that that's uncommon for us to pick something good, but it's very good.
I don't want to pat myself on the back.
It's hard to do nowadays as we get older. That range of motion is tough.
Well, Nate, what do you have for us?
Spike the ball. Touchdown. That's a wrap.
Kind of fits for this
one. This one's in the can, is that what you're saying?
That does fit. Well, thank you, Nate. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 235 and our discussion on Spike Island. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.